Ladies and gentlemen, day one, March 11th, 2015, Dodgers Audio is officially a go. My name is Reese Nielsen. I used to cover the team for a Fox Radio affiliate for one season, which makes me not a has-been, but a never was. I love the Dodgers. I have strong opinions. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm full of shit. But the reality is that I have a passion for sharing said opinion. And it's 2015, a fresh team for the Dodgers. Some old faces, some new faces, a new front office. They spend more money on the front office than they did on new players. But that's okay. The new, shiny, nerdy congregation of men have a vision. And I trust in that vision, because they got rid of two guys that might have all the talent in the world at the plate, but never really brought what was conducive, personality-wise, to a cohesive clubhouse. Your two best hitters on the team are looked to as leaders, and Matt Kemp and Hanley Ramirez, both runner-ups and MVP votes in their time as prolific hitters in the last decade, never really stepped up to become those guys, just because, you know, that's some people just aren't that way. But the reality is, they're gone now. And what we have, and what evolved into like a six-team trade when all was said and done, is Howie Kendrick, a veritable second baseman with awesome defense and offensive skills. Jimmy Rollins, a former Dodger killer, now wearing one of the prettiest jerseys in baseball. And D. Gordon's slightly overrated skill set of being the fastest man in the league is now gone, because we don't have to worry about whether or not he's actually going to get on base. Juan Uribe, who's gold glove at third base the last two seasons, not actually earned, but at least deservedly so, considered a gold glover candidate. He's kind of nearing the end of his contract and also the end of his prime. So the reality is Uribe and Rollins are the stopgaps to Corey Seager, shiny new toy Corey Seager. He is the younger brother of Mariners standout Kyle Seager, and apparently the Dodgers are really head over heels for this kid and needed to fill the gap for one season in a very sabermetric way. A relatively cheap contract for a proven veteran in Jimmy Rollins, and essentially the person who's waiting in the wings in the infield discussion is hard-hitting Cuban Alex Guerrero. Could you imagine two hard-hitting Cubans on the same team with Puig if Guerrero actually secured a starting role on this Dodgers team? Obviously, we here at Dodgers Audio would start referring to it as the Cuban Missile Crisis. My 60-year-old uncle would probably frown upon that, considering the actual missile crisis 50-some-odd years ago terrified him as a schoolboy. But anyways, that is it for the infield. Adrian Gonzalez, solid, one of the most prolific offensive run producers in Major League Baseball over the last 4 years. He ain't going anywhere, and he's actually shed a lot of weight, so he's good. AJ Ellis is going to shed the role of soul catcher, as the Matt Kemp trade netted Yasmani Grandal, who apparently is actually as good, if not better, of a batsman as AJ Ellis, but also can frame pitches, making what is a borderline strike and or ball look more like a strike, which is a skill set that guys like Yadi Molina have been raved about for years, and something that AJ Ellis just has clearly not had, which makes Clayton Kershaw's three Cy Youngs in the last 4 years and MVP last season even more astounding, considering he didn't have a world-class catcher that could frame all of his pitches and make even more borderline strikes called such. Anyways, that is your infield for 2015. The outfield is what kind of perplexed me in the offseason. It made the most sense in my eyes to get rid of Matt Kemp because his contract was very bloated, just like Crawford and Ethiers were. But the reality is that his was such that he had more trade value because he was coming off being one of the better hitters on the team in the second half of the season when healthy. And the reality is nobody would touch Andre Ethier's contract with a 10-foot pole. Apparently, in the last 2 weeks, rumors are the Dodgers have offered to eat half of whatever is 40, 50, 60 mil that he has left on there. It just to get him off the squad, because apparently having a disgruntled veteran who's not getting a starting role is not a good recipe for cultivating a winning culture with young faces like Jacques Peterson. Young Jacques is his name on Twitter, I think. Anyways, Jacques Peterson, the only reason the only reason Matt Kemp was truly expendable was because Jacques was waiting in the wings, kind of like the Corey Seager of the outfield for the Dodgers. Those two guys are the proven prospects, if you will, if that's kind of an oxymoron, but they're the most proven to actually put their faith in for the future, and by they, I mean the Dodgers franchise. So Jacques Peterson being called upon this season to be the versatile defensive threat, take his licks as a rookie. He's probably going to swing and miss a lot just because he's got a violent swing, which was probably going to lead to a lot of strikeouts. But they're willing to take that risk because Carl Crawford and Yasiel Puig will round out the top four, top five in the batting lineup, and Jacques can kind of sit in the back end of the batting lineup, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, and really sow his oats. So that's the outlook / goodbye to Matt Kemp. The other goodbye to Hanley Ramirez, I'm actually less thrilled about the Hanley Ramirez loss just because he was just such a hard hitter. And the reality is that you can never teach just a beautiful swing like that. And as a fan, from a fan's perspective, I will miss that. But the reality is that they're both gone. It's a new day and a new year for the Dodger blog, or the artist formerly known as the Dodger blog. Thank you for listening. I got to run into an appointment right now. I have been coming to you live on a cell phone, driving in a shitty 10-year-old Civic that my company provides me to drive around town and pretend like I'm working. You guys have a great Wednesday. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It's Wednesday, the first day of Dodgers Audio. Thank you very much.